Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you very much for being with us as we bring you everything automotive. Straight ahead in the next hour, we're going to be talking all about the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show. The auto show is open to the public. As a matter of fact, I believe it wraps up today. So if you're listening in the tri-state area there of New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, you can still get over to the Javits Center and check it out. One of the big, important venues of the automotive world for debuts, world debuts, North American debuts, more than 60 at this year's event. And we've got a very special guest, Paul Eisenstein, a publisher of the Detroit Bureau, standing by to tell us all about his thoughts about the show in the Big Apple for 2015. Of course, along the way, if you'd like to chime in, we'd love to hear from you at our regular number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or via the email 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime you can shoot me an email. It's my name, it's Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Right now, let's go to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, and welcome esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to NPR, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, and all-around great guy, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, thanks. Good to be with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the New York show for 2015. It's always exciting to be in New York, and there's always a lot of significant unveilings. And this year was definitely another year of some great concept vehicles as well as some great production vehicles. Very busy time there in New York.
Yeah, it was a much bigger story than I think a lot of us expected going in. And as you know, there were a number of big surprises there. Now, how many vehicles debuted there? That's a matter of debate. The organizers were telling me a little conversation we had that they had, their count was something like 60. That's an overstatement unless you really stretch it. But the reality was there were more than two dozen, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 unveilings, either all new to North America or worldwide debuts. And a lot of those were worldwide debuts. You know, a lot of these shows the last few years, L.A., Chicago, New York, have tended to get sort of the secondhand stuff. But New York this year did very, very well, and as I say, a number of great surprises.
Well, let's talk about some of the interesting unveilings, both in the concept realm as well as the production realm. Let's begin in the concept realm, and that's the return of the Continental name to the Lincoln lineup with quite a stylish and, I think, well-done concept vehicle.
Yeah, I think that was a pleasant surprise, very interesting move. Now, let's give the listeners a little bit of background. We knew that Cadillac was going to come in with the CT6, and we need to talk with about that, Bob, in a few minutes. But we knew Cadillac was going to launch their flagship, and I think it was rather bold that Lincoln decided to do a little counter-programming, as it were. They decided that they were going to launch the replacement for the old MKS, the largely unloved MKS. And what we started hearing rumors of only about a day or two before was that there may be something coming that would move it, move the needle, move their top-line model much more upmarket than they have been in recent years, really give them something they could truly call a flagship. Well, on the Sunday before the show, they started giving little sneak previews to a hand-select group of journalists. We were pleased to have some time talking with senior officials and getting a look at the car. And surprise, surprise, not only was it a large car, but it brought back, as you said, the name Continental, which, Bob, I don't know if you know how far back that dates.
It definitely goes way back in Lincoln history. When I stop and think, it's got to be at least the 1940s, Paul. Is it even before that?
Yeah, actually it is. The original Edsel Ford, son of the founder Henry Ford, loved to come up with some great cars, particularly when he would go on vacation down in Florida, where all the swells were going at that time. And he had his top designer pull together a variation of the Lincolns that they had out at the time. He had their top model tweaked and redesigned just enough to declare it the new Continental, and brought it down in 1939 for a vacation during the winter in Florida. The response was incredible. And he telegrammed back to the factory saying, start building them as quickly as you can. I can't keep up with all the orders. So it was launched later that year for what was the first of nine generations of Continentals. Unfortunately, the last one, Bob, was just an odd thing. It looked like a top hat on wheels, you may recall.
I do.
And was pulled from production about 2004. It was actually quite prescient. It was one of the first cars to actually let you update settings on the vehicle electronically. It was a little bit ahead of its time, especially for the audience by then that Continental was getting, which tended to be an older tech unsavvy buyer. But they really did break some ground, but it just didn't come together visually, and it faded away. I don't think people even noticed when it vanished. So it's going to be very interesting now to see if the name has traction again.
It definitely is. And China played a significant role in this new design, as well as the revival of the Continental name, I understand, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. China is now the world's largest automotive market. It is the second largest market in the world for luxury vehicles, quickly catching up in the United States. And it's already the number one market for premium luxury vehicles, whether you're talking about Mercedes S-Class, Audi A8, BMW 7 Series, or above, vehicles like the Rolls-Royce, Phantom, and Ghost, and so on. So it's a very important market. Lincoln just launched in China late last year, and they expect that it could very soon become their largest global market. So anything that they're going to design, much like Cadillac and a lot of other makers now, will be designed specifically with China in mind. And one of the things that that means is that there's going to be a lot of attention paid to the back seat. Upscale buyers in particular in China spend a lot of time being chauffeured. And so they want all the luxury that they might expect either behind the wheel or in the passenger seat in the back, including a lot of room and a lot of technology.
And definitely the Lincoln certainly does deliver with quite a large back seat and a center console that dominates the interior, at least in the concept vehicle. How far along do you think we're going to have to wait until we see the production variant of this Continental, Paul?
I think we're going to probably see the production version in a quote-unquote concept form, or maybe in the final version late this year. I would expect to see that they will roll out the production version by L.A. or at the latest at the Detroit Auto Show. We'll see it again in a few weeks, less than a week, in China at the Shanghai Motor Show. We're also going to see the new Cadillac CT6 reintroduced in a slightly different form in China next week.
Let's begin, and we'll continue after the upcoming break, but this was, of course, a very big debut in New York. This is the long-awaited flagship that will put Cadillac up against its toughest rivals, including the A8, the 7 Series, the S-Class, And when we come back, we'll talk about this very interesting offering from Cadillac. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
By the way you your car sideways.
The name of the program is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We are live all across North America on great radio stations, including in the Motor City, AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Paul Eisenstein, also a native of the Motor City, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, is with us for this entire hour. We're talking about the important debuts at the New York International Auto Show, and without question, probably the single most important one was, in fact, from Cadillac, the long-awaited flagship sedan that, Paul, you know, looks like it's quite heavy and quite large in its dimensions, but I understand uses a lot of lightweight materials and has got a wide variety of engine choices, everything from an inline four-cylinder turbo to a 400-horsepower twin turbo to a V6 to a plug-in hybrid. So they have also equipped this vehicle with oodles and boodles of electronics. Tell our listeners all about it.
Well, the CT6, Bob, I'm sorry, you broke up a second early on. I think you were talking the CT6, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry about that. For some reason, my phone went a little bit dead for a moment, so apologies. The CT6 is a very interesting vehicle. You know, it's based on a new platform. It is the vehicle that Cadillac desperately needs up at the top of the lineup to start going up against the likes of the Cadillac, Mercedes S-Class, the BMW 7 Series, and so on. But they're not just trying to come up with a Me Too vehicle. The critical thing is to define its own niche. Now, will there be some Me Too technology on board? Yep. You'll see infrared night vision, much like, you can get in the S-Class, and quite a few other features you'll find in others. But I think the distinctive styling is a standout. I was intrigued by the decision to go with a twin-turbo V6 rather than a V8 for their top-line model. Now, will we see a V8 later on? It depends. Depending on who you talk to inside, you get different stories about where they are in a possible V or V Sport model. I expect there'll be a slightly more powerful model even than the 400-horsepower version that they're talking about. I would expect to see something pushing 500 and 600 horsepower. They really have to go up against the likes of the AMGs to prove that they're serious players. Well, that may be a couple years away. What I find also intriguing is that they are coming up with a plug-in hybrid right off the bat. We broke the story on thedetroitbureau.com the same day that the announcement of the CT6 came out, that they will be revealing this at the Auto Shanghai show. And what's interesting, Bob, is that we're going to see plug-in hybrid technology across the Cadillac lineup over the next couple of years, similar to what Mercedes is doing. As you know, Mercedes is bringing out 10 plug-ins between now and 2017. But this is a big move, according to Johann Denischen, who's the new president of Cadillac. And I think what's more impressive is they're promising that the performance of the plug-in hybrid will match the twin-turbo V6.
No kidding. That's really
significant.
That's going
to be one very fast machine.
No question about it. And the other thing that I read on the Detroit Bureau this week about Cadillac is their decision to switch all platforms going forward to rear-wheel drive based with an all-wheel drive option. So that takes out of the mix the present kind of mixed bag that we've got front-wheel drive vehicles that are also offered in all-wheel drive configurations. They're going by the wayside, which I think is a good move.
I do too, though it'll be interesting to see if they hold to that long term. But I'll get back to that in a moment. We broke another story on the site. There's been a lot of talk, as you know, about what Cadillac is going to do. Johann Denischen has been very open about saying that they're planning 8 new models, starting with the CT6, by the end of the decade. In fact, there's going to be an even higher premium vehicle, probably pushing up into the $150,000 range, that's likely to be called either the CT8 or the CT9. But what he hadn't talked about until we had some time with him recently is that there's going to be several vehicles that will go away. We expected the XTS to live out the current lifestyle, the life cycle, and then go away. It's the rear drive vehicle. It's really, in a sense, more of a Buick than it is a Cadillac. Very nice vehicle, reasonably good to drive, but it's just not a true Cadillac. And so that's going to fade away. There'll be a replacement for it. What surprised me when I talked with Johan was learning that the current CTS and ATS models will also go away. There will be all new replacements for them, probably right around the end of the decade. And, of course, the other one which we were told will go away will be the ELR, their current plug-in hybrid, which is based on the Volt. It's just not a Cadillac. It's great looking. It's got a wonderful interior. But it's slow. It's limited range, and it's slow. And that's just not where Cadillac's going to go going forward.
And Cadillac, of course, has recently announced that their headquarters is now in the Big Apple, which is a bold move in itself as well, Paul.
Yeah, that's a very interesting move and extremely controversial. Certainly people here in Detroit aren't happy about it. The idea that Cadillac says basically Detroit's not good enough. Well, it's not quite what they're saying. The argument that Johan has made is that they need to be closer to the heart of the luxury market. That could have meant moving to California or moving to New York or moving to Miami or a couple of other places around the country. California puts you 3 hours behind. It makes it more difficult for business. New York is an hour and a half plane ride away, same time zone, but you still have a huge luxury market, as anybody who drives out there knows. Mercedes, BMWs, Audis are as common as, heck, Nissans and Volkswagens out there.
Very true. Also from General Motors, we saw the new Chevrolet Malibu after some tough competition. The Malibu, which in its present generation isn't that old, has gone through a significant update and certainly takes a lot of the styling cues of the Impala, which has done quite well.
Yeah, this is a very important move. It's disappointing to see how badly Chevrolet missed the mark with the outgoing model. You may recall it came out, 2 years ago,
yeah.
3 years ago, and it was just wrong. The styling was stodgy. Remember, the previous Malibu, the one they brought out, almost 10 years ago, was a real game changer for them. It finally started getting some interesting styling going. It was a more fun car to drive after being, stodgy and dull and really just a rental car before that. They bring out the new one. They missed the mark. To their credit, they wound up tweaking it and coming up with an updated version within about a year, but it wasn't enough. This is surprising. This is, they'll be barely 4 years in on this model when they're going to do an all-new one, and we'll talk about that again in a moment.
Absolutely, and also we'll talk about some surprises from Honda and lots more. Don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Appreciate you joining us each and every week at this very same time. Paul Eisenstein is with us, one of our regular contributors, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. We're telling folks all about the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show. The regular auto show continues through today and then wraps up with a very important show. And before that bottom of the hour break, Paul was telling us about the new Chevrolet Malibu that's just really around the corner. And this is not that far down the road from the launch of the last generation Malibu. So it's interesting, as you pointed out, Paul, the previous generation, they hit the mark, but this generation, they just missed it completely.
Yeah, it was too bad, Bob. It just was not up to the competition. And the competition in the midsize is getting tough. Hey, look what happened to Toyota. They brought out a Camry a few years ago that missed the mark completely. You could tell on the first test drive, which I remember taking out in Washington State, it just wasn't there. To their credit, they also came up with a so-called emergency refresh within, what, a year. And then they've done this mid-cycle complete change just for the 2015 model year. Well, Chevy is going a step further. Barely 4 years in, not even 4 years in, they'll be launching a complete redo of the Malibu, and what we're looking at is a significant improvement. I think the big surprise was that they developed an all new platform for this vehicle. They're not just going and tweaking it. They are coming up with a complete makeover, starting ground up, and that's a pretty significant change. It says just a lot about how competitive they are. In fact, Mark Royce, the global product development chief, actually promised the other day that they will, to his mind, outsell the Camry. Now that's bold. We'll see whether or not they can pull that off. But the fact that they even think they can get there is quite telling. I think it's going to be a very interesting battle in the midsize market. And of course, that's not the only vehicle that we just found out will be completely updated. Because the other big story at the auto show was seeing the Civic in a complete redesign barely 4 years in.
Yeah, this is a very big story, no question about it, one of the big surprises of the show. And the Civic is another vehicle like the Malibu that when it was initially launched, you kind of knew that it wasn't there. And a year later, they came back with a refresh, which is very unusual for the Honda brand. But they've decided to go with an all-new model, an all-new platform.
Yeah, this is very interesting stuff happening in the market right now. Manufacturers are starting to recognize that they can't sit out there with a vehicle that doesn't nail it, particularly if they're a major player like a Honda, a Toyota, or even GM. They can't sit out there and let vehicles sort of wallow for 3, 4, 5 years. They have to turn things around quickly. And so, again, we see this new Chevy Malibu coming. We saw a major update to the Toyota Camry for 2015. And now we're going to see an all-new version, not just another tweak of the Civic coming for 2016. And that was, along with the Continental, probably the single biggest story out of this show.
And for the first time here in North America, we're going to see the ultimate performance Civic, the Type R.
Yeah, that's going to be good news. For those not familiar with it, the Type R is very similar to, well, the Golf R, the new Focus RS that we're going to see over here. There's a whole wealth of vehicles coming in this hot hatch segment that we hadn't seen before. And we are going to be seeing one that only a month ago, when they announced it in Geneva, we were told was not going to come to the States. So this was a very pleasant surprise that Honda, inside of a month, reacted to the market, a lot of people screaming for it. And of course, the other issue was that we've seen a shift in the dollar to the euro, which has made it more affordable to bring that vehicle into the States.
Another worldwide introduction, kind of, in New York, kind of, because there was a sneak preview in London. And, Paul, you could tell listeners about that before the show, but it was officially the world debut of the Jag XF. And once again, in my opinion, Ian Callum has done a very good job in keeping this vehicle on the cutting edge of styling and arguably maybe still the best-looking vehicle in its class. It will be interesting to see how it plays in the marketplace. But what an interesting little tease they did over in London before the unveil in New York.
Yeah, that was interesting. You had one of Hollywood's hot stunt drivers who's done a lot of work for things like the James Bond series. He drove it across the Thames, couple hundred feet up, if I remember correctly, on a pair of tight ropes. Quite an interesting reveal, though we didn't see more than just this quick stunt. They saved the actual introduction for the New York Auto Show. This is the new XF. It's their, of course, mid-range model, more or less your E-Class fighter. Very, very cool look. Nice coupe-like design. I think it's really where Jaguar needs to be going forward, because that's a brand that is just starting to really get its act back together, really rediscovering the great styling that it was known for so many years, but also addressing some of the other problems. So you're starting to see their quality numbers and reliability numbers get up there with some of the best of the German manufacturers and Japanese manufacturers. I'll be very, very interested. There's a test drive coming up pretty soon. I'm looking forward to getting in that car.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one to get behind the wheel of and check out. Kia chose New York to update and show their 2016 Optima. This was a very important vehicle for the brand. It is a very important vehicle currently, but stylistically, this is one of the first Kias that really kind of stepped out of the box. With Peter Schreier at that time, the designer, now the president of the company. And the 2016 model follows in the footsteps of the last generation and also staying on the edgier side of styling.
Yeah, for those who don't know Peter Schreier, you need to. This is the guy who really helped create what is Audi today. And Audi, of course, is one of the styling trendsetters in the automotive world, not just luxury. It's a brand that people take very seriously, even in the mainstream, including Kia. Kia was a brand that, well, Bob, what's a euphemism we often use when we're writing reviews? Cheap and cheerful?
So
it was not exactly what you call a cutting edge brand. And it was also sort of also ran to the sibling, which was the Hyundai brand. Now, Hyundai was starting to nudge forward a little bit with styling, and Kia needed to really make the breakthrough. So they hired Schreier away. Big, big breaking story there. They hired Schreier away and have just done some remarkable things over the last couple of years. Just changed the game. I dare anybody to look me in the eye and say that Kia has not completely revolutionized their styling. They've done major breakthrough stuff, and he's the primary reason. Now, where Hyundai sort of goofed, talk about another emergency refresh, Hyundai scored a big one when they brought out the last generation Sonata, that bold design. Mm-hmm. And they decided to pull back for some reason with a new one, and it has just been a nightmare for them. Their sales have slipped. People have given them, you know, all sorts of complaints about this mistake, and they're going to do a complete mid-cycle refresh of that one in the very near future. Good move on their part. But Kia, to their credit, stuck with their guns and came up with a striking design for this next generation of the Optima. They've been telegraphing it, by the way, Bob. We saw the Optispace wagon over in Europe. So we had a sort of idea where it was going, but it really does live up to our expectations. You can't call Kia cheap and cheerful anymore, and I think American buyers have discovered that.
Very well said, Paul. Let's talk about Lexus. It was 17 years ago that the RX debuted in New York, and 17 years later, we see the all-new product coming for 2016. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about a new McLaren. We'll talk about a new Nissan Maxima. Porsche made some news. Mitsubishi, and also Subaru, and lots more straight ahead with Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. This is Auto World.
Communications Network, GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
One of our regular contributors, Paul Einstein, publisher of DetroitBureau.com, is spending this entire hour with us. We're talking about the big unveils that were held in New York City at the auto show. It's the oldest auto show in America. It is also the biggest attended auto show as far as the number of folks coming through the door. And it wraps up today, actually, to the public. But press days were really cool. Before we talk about the Lexus RX, let's talk about the cool stuff that you can get anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thedetroitbureau.com and the cool newsletters and also other stuff that you feature, Paul. All kinds of great stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Well, you can get a look at anything that's happening in the auto industry, whether it is news, reviews, buying tips, spy shots. We cover it all, top to bottom. You'll get all of that for free. You don't have to pay. You don't have to be a subscriber. Though, if you do want to subscribe, we will send you our news tips that come out. Well, you choose. Do you want one every time we post a story, or just one a week, once a day, or every couple of days? That's the great part. You can stay on top of the news at your own leisure. We also put out RSS feeds, and we have Twitter feeds as well.
Wonderful. The RX, this invented the crossover segment, arguably, 17 years ago, and for 2016 in New York, we're going to see an all-new model. It's the 350 and 450H. No big news here, but a little bit better equipped and a little bit larger.
Yeah, it just seems to be the way, doesn't it, Bob? Every time you turn around, somebody is making their vehicle larger. Well, it is good news for that type of buyer. Remember, this is really a sort of substitute, a minivan substitute. The RX invented that segment, the midsize crossover ute, that has become so popular. As a matter of fact, after 17 years, it still controls a quarter of that U.S. market in that segment. It's just an impressive vehicle for people that want that sort of ride and comfort. Now, that said, even Lexus people will admit that they needed to pump a little more passion into the brand. This is something that all the Toyota brands have been trying to deal with. How do they get a little bit more excitement going? And that's one of the nice parts about the 2016 RX. A little bit more distinctive design, more aggressive spindle grille. A bit controversial, as you know. That curious look of the nose is something that you either love or you question, you know, you scratch your head. But there's enough buyers out there that really seem to like it, that it's certainly working for them. More luxurious, and the good thing is, like a lot of other vehicles out there, bigger doesn't necessarily mean heavier. In fact, Bob, I'd like to shift the conversation, if we can, for a moment, to talk a little bit about this whole issue of lightweighting.
Yeah, it's true, Paul. You know, just as that Cadillac, the CTS, points out, this vehicle looks very large and heavy, but in reality, it is made of a lot of lightweight materials, as we're seeing with a lot of automakers moving towards using aluminum pieces, carbon fiber pieces, even, you know, mainstream models are seeing technology that used to be reserved exclusively for high-end sports cars.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that really blew me away when I was at the backgrounder for the new Cadillac CT6 was the fact that it was going to weigh in less than the current CTS model. Put it in another perspective, the CT6 is the size of a BMW 7 Series and weighs about as much as a BMW 5. Mm. And it's heavily based on aluminum. It's not all aluminum. The floor pan and the firewall still are steel. They're sandwich steel, which allows you to have two thin layers of steel with a resin filler that holds down noise much better than a solid sheet of aluminum would. But that is a huge reduction in weight, and it translates, as you know, into much better fuel economy.
It certainly does, and definitely a major trend that we're seeing throughout the automotive world. Other important debuts in New York, Nissan took the wraps off their Maxima. This vehicle has been around for seven generations. The 2016 sports sedan has a little bit controversial styling, in my opinion. I sat in the vehicle, was impressed with its cockpit-like styling interior-wise, but I don't know about that front beak there. Paul, I don't know about that front treatment on the new Maxima.
I think you're right. It is a little controversial. But here's the interesting thing, Bob. Right now, there are so many players in the business that the automakers have basically come up with the mindset that they would rather alienate some of us, hoping that they can win over others. And you know, this is concept that Chrysler brought out about 25 years ago. Remember when the original LH models?
Oh, sure.
Some of us used to call it the Let's Hope models.
Yes, the Concorde
design. Some of those
vehicles
were striking,
yeah.
But not everybody liked them. And it was probably a good thing because enough people did. More people liked it than didn't. And in the end, it wound up really connecting with the market. I think you're going to see more and more of that going forward, where manufacturers are willing to take risks. Lexus, as we said just a minute ago, with that controversial spindle grille, definitely not something that everybody connects with, but it's better than the bland and boring design that they will tell you was their approach for a long time. And so I think that the Maxima is going to connect. It's not going to be the high-volume car, but it's not supposed to be. So I think it'll be interesting to watch to see. Have they erred on the side of winning over more people than they're alienating?
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom line, and you're right on the money when it comes to that Lexus design. In certain models, I think it looks really cool. In other models, it's a little bit out of place, in my opinion, but again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Porsche made a move that a lot of people have wanted for quite some time, and that's getting back to its roots with a stripped-down version of the Boxster. This is called the Spider. Even takes out such things as a radio is optional. Air conditioning is optional. This is all meant to bring the price down, but deliver some really great performance with a 375 horsepower flat six. Still looks like going to be pricey,
yeah,
though, Paul.
It is. What is it? I think they were saying $80,000, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
It's not going to be cheap, and you're right. It doesn't even have a radio or air conditioning. You can get those, by the way. Porsche can't resist, in the end, offering some toys, and they will sell you that radio and air conditioning if you don't mind putting a few pounds back onto the vehicle, but you will pay a premium for them.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Of course, many of us long for a truly affordable Porsche, but I don't know if we'll ever see that. McLaren, the boutique British manufacturer, brought in kind of their mid-range model. This is the 570S to compete against the 911 Turbo. Looks like quite a cool, exotic vehicle for folks to sample. Have you driven any of the McLarens?
I have. I haven't in a little while. I'm looking forward to getting back in. I'm overdue a few test drives. It's actually their new base range, the Sports Series, and of course at the top end you have the P1 Ultra Car. I love that. We've gone from supercars to hyper ultra cars, and now we even have hyper cars. So
yes.
McLaren is certainly one manufacturer that knows how to push the absolute edge of the envelope. But no surprise, consider that McLaren has, more wins in Formula One than any other manufacturers out there?
That's right. So a lot of great lineage there.
Yes, very, very much so. I'm looking forward to driving that. I'm very curious to see what that's going to be like.
Another couple of notable offerings at the 2015 New York show, the Outlander, an all-new version of that from Mitsubishi, as well as a concept of the STI Subaru called the Performance Concept.
I hate to make people a little bit sad, but I'm going to have to. There were a few disappointments at the show, one of which is that they will not build that Subaru Performance Concept.
That's too bad.
It's based on the BRZ, and that can use a little bit more power. It looks great, but it just never quite delivered the performance that people have wanted. Well, now, that said, I will make some people a little bit happier. The Subaru's STI division within a division, sort of like the NRD from Nissan and the like. That has been sort of on the fringe for a number of years, never quite made it over here to the States. The good news is they are planning.
Hold that thought, Star. That will do it for this hour.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.